for the fishing communities. Thank you very much, Minister. Thank you, Chairperson. Perhaps I'll go into a little more detail on some of the answers provided here. In fishing and the coastal areas and looking at the coastal communities, given the challenges here, Honduras has adopted a number of measures to strengthen local production and the productivity of small producers, as well as access to specific fishing areas for artisanal fishers and coastal communities. These measures include the Productive Technological Support Program and the National Program on Fishing Development for Small Scale Fishers, called PROPESCA. This promotes research, technology and resource management for smallholders and small-scale fisher people. We also have a national action plan to restore the native fish stocks in our rivers and seas, strengthening the livelihoods of small-scale fisher people. We're also creating a national policy for school meals, which my colleague already mentioned. And this includes the transition to fresh school meals, and it includes policies around bolstering fishing for small-scale fishers. We have an institute headed up by the National Commission for the Protection of Mosquitoes working in this area, which has increased the thresholds for protecting the security and safety of divers, including monitoring the use of appropriate equipment and medical assessments, periodic medical assessments for divers. And Honduras was one of the first place in Latin America to put a 10% increase into the investment in this area. The Secretariat for Strategic Planning ensured as well transition from the informal to the formal labour sector for people working in this sector to create better and safer jobs. The aim of this is to create access to decent work and social inclusion, in particular for those people who are members of the groups involved in most precarious work: young people, women, people working in rural areas, heads of households, members of the LGBTIQ community, ethnic groups, people living with disabilities.